Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets, where we're discussing everything but the international break. I'm so glad we're done with that, at least as far as 2021 goes. But of course, here to discuss the greatest league on the planet, some of the biggest games in football happen in this league. And here to discuss it with me, of course, is Don, Mr. Value here, as well as Budgie Bun. Gentlemen.
Yeah,
delighted to be here.
Always privileged to be part of this crew. Glad the international break's over, and can't wait to start watching proper football again.
Yeah, you can't wait for Saturday. We know all about that, but we'll get to it in a moment. Budgie, greatest league in the world returns this weekend. Jam-packed fixture list. Should be exciting.
Yeah, I hope so. Can't be any worse than the last weekend. Internationals. I've enjoyed my toothache more than I have the internationals. But at least real things back on.
Ultimately. Yeah, let's get straight into it then. Leicester against Chelsea, Saturday, early kickoff. Obviously, both looking to paint the town blue. Obviously, two different shades, but Don, who starts with you?
No, there's only one team for me that's going to win this game, and I think that's Chelsea. Mm-hmm. I think they've been in phenomenal form, and they'll pick up where they've left off. Thomas Tuchel, I mean, he's literally a kid in a candy store. He can pick any starting 11. Leicester City have been woeful. Yeah, Leicester City have been woeful for me. Every time I've tried to back them, they've hurt me. I just think Chelsea will be too strong. Mendy in goals is a standout. I think he's got a couple of clean sheets. I can't see Vardy and the likes actually coming through with that.
Yeah, just the most clean sheets in the league, I think. But nothing to brag about. Budgie, toothache, candy shop, what's going on here?
Lunchtime, the only danger to me. Where's Lukaku? Is he playing? What's the story? Is he going to play?
Yeah, he's 50-50, touch and go.
Well, he's been missing for a while, but I don't know about the clean sheets. Burnley could have scored a couple. Well, they did score one, but I'm not really impressed with Chelsea's back seven that they're playing now, but I think they'll beat Leicester. As I've said many a time, Schmeichel's like De Gea, can't keep a clean sheet. Mm-hmm. How do we get money? Chelsea win, both teams to score, 31-10. Vardy will score.
Okay.
Guaranteed. Yeah, the Chelsea back three, they'll get caught. Harvey Barnes will slip him in. They'll score, but just defensively, I can't have Leicester. I think the only game they won was when they beat Man United. You keep going. That's not saying much. But both teams to score 9-10. I think that's a gift.
Yeah, I think both teams to score at 17-20. If you want to add that to your
Picking a winner.
Without picking a winner, just because of the early kickoff. But I'm very confident on Chelsea. I think that's a gift all day.
Well, some of the 5 o'clock kickoffs obviously look, some of us have to lick our lips at the likes of Man United when they face Watford. Budgie, you said Man United aren't the greatest team off air. It's Watford, so.
It's Watford. Yeah. Didn't Watford beat Liverpool's unbeaten season last year? I know they had Troy Deeney and that. I said the last few weeks with Man United. I don't like what I see. All this ex-players jumping up and down. One of them has been a successful manager, from Keane to Ferdinand to Evra. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately for Ollie, it's a matter of time. Who replaces him is another story. I think that's the biggest problem that United have got, is who replaces him. I think Pochettino is the guy they really want. But I don't want Zidane. He'll just bring more and more. He got lucky at Real Madrid. He had a great team. Was in their prime, Ronaldo, Benzema. Mm-hmm.
But can you not? Do Man United not have a great team, though?
They're also talking about Brendan Rodgers as an option.
No.
I think, personally, from my point, is that if they could just get away from this cloud of when is Ole's last game, and rather start backing the actual manager, the team will actually start clicking.
I think that's the situation. No, that's not the situation. The situation is that Ole's rubbish and shouldn't be there.
And okay, so you guys are also saying that Ole.
Well, I don't think Budgie is saying that, because I know Budgie's always been
Ole. He's resurrected the club after what Mourinho and Van Gaal did. Mm-hmm. The problem is they've given him carte blanche to go and buy players, and he has.
Yes.
How Van der Beek hasn't played one or two games is a mystery. When the team's battling, you've got to give the team a chance. And remember, we lost in the League Cup to West Ham. We made 10 changes. And I think he's ostracized most of those guys, and I think it's wrong. We pay 80 million for Sancho. He's a number seven, but he's playing on the left. Ronaldo, and I've said it, everyone disagrees, it's the biggest mistake United have ever made.
Well, they needed him for shirt sales.
No, no, we don't need money. Those guys are stealing. Unfortunately, having experienced it, and I told you last time, being at Durban City, what happened, all these ex-guys coming back, and the change room, everyone's just going to try and take the money, and this could be an upset. Watford are woeful.
Mm-hmm.
But
they need Man United.
You know, Man United should win, but I just don't like what I hear, and like I see, how do we make money? Suppose United to score in both halves at 12 to 10. That would be my look, but I couldn't take 5 to 10 Man United.
I think I've just lost all hope in Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. And as soon as he leaves, I think Man United will kick on and challenge.
No, I don't think so. And I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a manager of any business. Now you go in and a hero from yesteryear comes back. Whatever you say, he'll come and say something else. And he just overrides who's in charge. Now, if you get Zidane, then you'll shut up and listen to him. But we won't be getting Brendan Rodgers. That's guaranteed.
I also don't think so. I think the club is too big for Rodgers.
And also Liverpool. What did he do at Liverpool? You know, I go to ESPN every morning. Steve Nicol roasted him.
Yeah.
You know, he should have won the league. I was there when Liverpool beat Man United 3-0. They got three penalties, but that team had Suarez, you know, Coutinho, Sterling.
Rodgers can do the same. I mean, this team's got David De Gea, it's got Harry Maguire, it's got Fred, it's got Cristiano Ronaldo, it's got Bruno Fernandes. It's got star-studded players.
Legendary,
it's got poor problems. You know, it's got Wan-Bissaka. I mean, these are players that knock on international. You know, they walk into the international sites
On FIFA. Yeah.
Well, I'm asking. I'm not being sarcastic, and I'm asking the questions. I'm thinking, is that on paper, United have got a formidable squad.
No, jokes aside, I really do agree with it. And that's why my point was that someone who is, you know, attention to detail, let's get the best of all 11 of our players and not just one player. Someone who has a clear style of play and a formation and someone who is,
Someone like Brendan Rodgers for me is
not Brendan Rodgers.
I don't know. I understand you're shaking your head. You say no.
Can't have him.
For me, not Brendan Rodgers. But if... let's say Thomas Tuchel or Julian Nagelsmann or one of the new rising coaches.
They're not coming.
No, but Julian Nagelsmann could come, maybe not now, but end of the season. Bayern Munich's,
they're looking to buy time with Oli.
Yeah.
The problem is we could be out of the Champions League places by then. We could be out of the Champions League, whatever.
Yeah.
It's the case. They want to make it now. For me, they've got to make the change now.
Mm.
The problem is I think they want Pochettino. They wanted him beforehand. I don't want these Dutch coaches. They all come... you know, Ziyech come to Chelsea. He's in the reserve team now. All these guys come from bad leagues. Borussia Dortmund, a lot of their players, and they come and expect a lot, but their league's poor. The English league's physical.
Mm. Yeah.
For me, Pochettino is the only guy. I don't want Zidane.
Okay.
Well, where's this one going, Don?
Well, I think Ole stays in. I think United win this game for me. I'm backing the home team, the away team at 6-10. I think... every time Ole's backs have been up against the wall, he's come out and he's done the biz. And I think that they will do. Yes, the Tinkerman's at Watford, but I can't see them resurrecting a glimmer of what they did at against Everton. You know, I can't see that against a strong United team. And I've backed the name. I think United will win this game for me.
Sure. Norwich against Southampton, Pudgy.
Good thing, Southampton. I watched them against Watford last week. They should have won 3. Who'd they have been? They beat... it was Watford, yeah. They only won, I think it was 1-0. But they should have won 4 or 5. Had all the shots, they just couldn't score.
Is that not down to poor finishing?
It was. But the goalkeeper played great.
Mm-hmm.
They get those chances against Norwich. I think they'll win easily. They're having a 10. I think they're certainties. Can't have Norwich. They beat Brentford. Brentford are woeful since they've lost the goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and I don't think they're going to get away. Southampton, I like what I see. They've only lost one of the last 5 games, and that was at Chelsea. And it was 1-1 until the guy got sent off, Ward-Prowse.
Yeah.
If he hadn't have got sent off, there could have been an upset.
Mm-hmm.
Money-wise, you've got to think that Norwich will score. So, you know, Southampton, both teams to score just under 7-2.
Sure.
But I like... Southampton 1.5 goals, just over even money, and I'm going to have a dip on Southampton to score over 2.5 goals at 34-10. I think they'll win easy.
Plenty of value there. Don, you're usually a fan of the new manager bounce.
Yeah, I mean, Dean Smith. I just don't know. I think Norwich for me, it's too far back to try to even be in the race or be considered in the race.
Are they in the championship next season?
I think they definitely know that they're in the championship next season. We've said that after. It's just looking at the style of play and looking at the way and the manner in which they lose. I think the players. Some of the players that just drop their shoulder a bit, and which is quite despondent to watch it as a fan. But yeah, I'm all over the Saints on this one, 21-20. I think that's good value.
Staying in the 5 o'clock kickoffs, Budgie, Wolves against West Ham, battle of the W's, both looking for that W.
Yeah, I like West Ham. Yeah, after what they've been doing, yeah, they do look good. But there again, Wolves have done well. Wolves are a tactical team. Yeah, they tend to start off slow and the second half come into it. I like West Ham. Mikel Antonio scored goals over the weekend for Jamaica. One was a screamer against America.
Yeah,
they flew him over on their own private plane. It's going for West Ham. You know, I think they'll win. I like 14-10. You know, Mikel Antonio to score anytime, 19-10. I think they'll score at least two here. 21-10, West Ham to score over 1.5 goals. I'm all over West Ham. Yeah.
Yeah, no, West Ham the same for me. I think that they. Not third in the league for a reason. They've been playing.
How long
well.
Will it continue though? That's I think for me that's the question, because I'm leaning more towards Wolves this weekend, personal reasons. But I'm just trying to.
Well, you think the bubble's gonna burst?
Yeah, because they put out the bubbles. Nice one. I just think because West Ham are not a top four team, and David Moyes has done exceptionally well to get them, you know, in and around there, because it's Christmas time and, you know, the conversation still lives. But I don't think they're a top four team, and I don't think they have the quality to be a top four team for a 38-game season. So it's going to crack or it's going to pop eventually. But, that's just not how I view West Ham.
I just don't think it'll pop this weekend. And I think at 14-10, it's You'll be a foolish fool to not want to even just take a dab at that, purely because they've all got in-form strikers, they've got an in-form unit, I think they've got probably a manager that stood the test of time in the Premier League, and has done the business and couldn't get over teams like a Wolves for me.
Now the other thing is we're having a bet. You know, when I sit back, I just wrote it down here: West Ham to score first at 9-10. I think that's worth looking at.
Because Wolves are slow starters.
Wolves are slow starters. Are you always back Wolves to win the second half, depending on who they play?
Yeah.
They're normally 2-1 to win the second half, but 9-10 West Ham. That would be my suggestion, because I think they always come out the blocks.
Yeah.
They're good from set pieces, and I fancy them. I really do.
Don, you mentioned foolish fools. Steven Gerrard, now the coach of Aston Villa. He faces Brighton, who have one of the greatest young coaches in the world at the moment, I feel.
Brighton?
Yeah.
Harry
Brighton.
Potter.
Okay. Harry Potter. No, Graham Potter, yeah. This is a game I have to watch with Bates and Brett.
The King is back.
Yeah. The Stevie G is back in the Premier League.
Elvis in the building. Yeah.
Stevie G back in the Premier League. I think he's taken a very big challenge. And working in the Premier League, hopefully for bigger things to come in a couple of years' time. Wish him well at Aston Villa, and hopefully we'll see that, I think, at 15-10, for us to start the
us.
Well, the Clarets. The Clarets.
Haven't jumped ship.
But I'm a big Stevie G fan, so, yeah, the Clarets at 15-10 for me. Just purely from a sentimental point of view.
She was.
Yeah. Budget. You're going to take money out of you, take vouchers. What is this? hand and heart? Or what?
This is more a hand and heart bet.
Right. Well, I don't blame you for hand and heart, because on what we've seen, they got no chance.
You and manage
Brighton away from home.
now all of a sudden.
Listen, I do like Aston Villa. Just depends on who plays. You know, my boy up front, he'd be missing of late.
Yeah.
So Danny Ings, I don't know if he's back. I've seen with Brighton, they're better away from home than at home. They're unbeaten away from home this year. They should have won at Anfield. Yeah, and they play good football. And I just don't see them winning. It could go either way. I think the draw's the player, because Gerrard's not going to want to get beat. But they've lost 5 in the spin, Aston Villa, and I can't have them. You know, 5-10 Brighton win and draw. That was my suggestion. I put them in my bets. But if I had to have a bet, I'm going to back Brighton to score over 1.5 goals at 16 to 10.
Gee whiz.
That's what I, you know, it's a game I won't be watching. But I'll let Don.
Yeah, you got to watch it.
But I can't watch
it. This is a starter to the
a Liverpool reject on TV trying to make a name for himself.
I don't know why. I just feel like this has all the makings of a 0-0. Brighton solid defensively. Steven Gerrard completely against how he was as a player. He's very cautious when he sets up his team. So I don't think we're going to see, you know, Danny Ings and Ollie Watkins running through the channels and stuff.
No,
I think it's going to
be center halves, you know.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very tight game into, well, less end to end and more, yeah, less risky business. So goalless draw is probably the value of the weekend for me. But yeah, Burnley against Crystal Palace, my king Patrick Vieira, I think he's full value this weekend. Budgie?
Yeah, just think. But Burnley have turned the corner. That's the only thing. Mm-hmm. If Crystal Palace can handle the aerial assault from Burnley, I think they'll win. But that's the question mark. Yeah, I've got my doubts about that Palace goalkeeper because they always put one in front and they bombard him. This should be a good game. You know, I'm going to have a dip at a red card in this game. There's a lot of moon men in the team. Mm. You know, Burnley have got a couple of thugs and so have Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
You know, of the two teams, I like watching Palace. You know, they've only lost one game in the last 10, and that was at Liverpool, and they had chances in the first half to score.
Mm-hmm.
Tough game for me. I like over 2.5 goals at 12 to 10. I think there'll be aerial assault here. But if Palace can hold it, I think they've got a chance of improving their record. But Burnley at Turf Moor, never easy.
Yeah, so it's 18 versus 10 in the log. I think Crystal Palace at 16 to 10 is
a,
the,
gift.
Yeah, it's
back
a gift.
Back my king.
It's back a gift to back Patrick Vieira. Yeah. Their last four away games, obviously you said that the loss was one loss, two draws and one win. I'm leaning towards obviously the Crystal Palace there. But obviously you got to also look at maybe the possibility of the draw because of the aerial attack and the caginess of the game with your so-called thugs. So I'm definitely looking towards the Palace win for me.
Yeah. Final game at 5:00, Newcastle against Brentford. Don, I'll actually start with you because Brentford haven't been the greatest. I mean, we've touched on it since David Raya got injured. They face a Newcastle side who are just sort of, I don't know, auditions for the
big... Everyone keeps saying that Newcastle are obviously auditioning for what? I don't know. for who? You know, they're 19th in the league. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we can start back in Newcastle for me. I think Brentford, yes, the injury of the goalkeeper has been a massive blow for them. They have five games losing streak, but they can snap that. And I think
you think they're going to do that this weekend?
Oh, I think I'm actually leaning towards the draw in this game.
They needed an international break, though.
I think to try and calm them down. But I'm leaning towards the draw at 9-4. Personally, I think that's going to be the result.
Yeah, I think there's goals on it. This is a relegation battle.
Yeah.
Whichever way you look at it. This is, for me, Brentford's biggest game of the year. Not talking about Arsenal at home, which they were up for. Because if they get beat here, that's five. All of a sudden, the teams below you start dragging Slipping you black. Back in the relegation battle. And I like what I've seen so far. But without the goalkeeper, you know, Brentford has started throwing in a few. There was a terrible result losing to Norwich at home. That was their banker. I think they've got it all to do here. You know, to me, I'm going to take a chance on Newcastle, come out firing. I know they're not the best of teams, but their best players are in attack. 26 to 10 to score in both halves, Newcastle. That's my play. But 15 to 10, both teams to score in over 2.5 goals.
Mm.
Yeah, the way these teams have been defending, there has to be goals.
Yeah.
Did you say Newcastle to score both halves at what place?
26 to 10.
Yeah, I'm all in.
Yeah.
You know, that's a
value bet.
You know, obviously you boys are Brentford. You know my bet, Brentford, to get more points away from home than at home. So I'm hoping they can sneak a draw. Obviously Hollywood sponsors them, which is great for us, yeah. But I think this is a big game.
Yeah. Talking of big games, Donovan Villa. Donovan Sheldon Villa. Is that even your second one? Liverpool against Arsenal. I don't know. I'm scared. How are you? How are you doing?
I'm very nervous. I won't lie.
For what?
This is Arsenal. This is in-form Arsenal, apparently.
Apparently, we were relegation threatened Arsenal a few weeks ago. So
I'm trying to
understand how football works.
Well, I'm looking at the SBN headlines, and it says inform Arsenal hopefully to leapfrog title chase in Liverpool. So injuries are plenty currently.
What do you mean injuries? I was on the Liverpool Echo yesterday. Who's injured?
Harvey Elliott.
Mine are, but he hasn't played for weeks.
No, that's...
We've got enough injuries. But, okay, so let me start. Okay, Arsenal against Liverpool. It is a massive title game.
Title?
No, well, title, I mean, these two guys. Okay,
top four clash.
Top four clash. Okay, Arsenal's not in the top four race. Arsenal are not in the top four race. I'm telling you now.
You said that a couple of weeks ago.
Arsenal are not in the top four race, in my opinion. But it's going to be an entertaining game.
Let's respect West Ham.
The young talents in the Arsenal team are there. Will the big names turn up for Arsenal is a question mark. Arsenal coming to Anfield, they don't have a good record. But Liverpool have got injuries to be concerned about in the midfield. Okay.
Henderson's back training.
Well, he might not be fit. He might not be
training yesterday.
Oh, he's not going to play. Okay. I'd like him to play, but he might not play.
Don't make excuses.
Yeah. I'm not making excuses.
Arsenal.
All right.
Arsenal.
9-20, Liverpool to win the game.
Is that your bet?
That's the bet. Take it.
Look, I do get what you're saying about Arsenal's big players needing to turn up and stuff, but I think the difference with Mikel Arteta is that you don't need the big players to step up. You've got Smith Rowe, who's a teenager. You've got Saka, who's a teenager. Ramsdale, who's probably should be England's number one, who's 22 years old. Tierney, 22 or 23. Ben White, 22.
48 to 10. You're taking Arsenal.
No, I'm not taking Arsenal. I'm just saying put some respects on the name because, you know, we don't have to look at the big players and say, Aubameyang, you've got almost 350 career goals. You need to score again. You need to be the decision maker against Liverpool. You don't need to be. Just be there and, you know, cause Van Dijk a threat. Cause threat to Koundé or Matip or whoever's on the injury. We don't know how it works there, but I just think Arsenal should be respected in this fiction. I know the record doesn't speak well for Arsenal at Anfield, but this is not the Arsenal we've seen in the past couple of years. This is a beast.
This is the proper Arsenal.
I've got my football club back, and I think it's
okay. So we know where Jesse is. No, Pudgy, where are you?
Look, I'm not there. Well, I'm just saying that we need to put some respect on the name.
Can they upset them? Of course. This isn't the greatest Liverpool team. I think a lot of the players.
They're rubbish.
But their middle of park was always their key. Liverpool. You know what their front three or four are going to do. Middle of park. That's where Arsenal have got to step up and off. And you can't keep giving the ball away.
Yeah.
Because if you do that to Liverpool, you get punished. Mm. There's only one bet every time Liverpool play, and that's Salah to score any time at 8.5, 9-10. Yeah. I'm not taking the 9-20. What's going to be interesting is how the wide Arsenal players compete against, you know, Smith Rowe is going to be against Trent Alexander, and Saka is going to be against Robertson. If you can stop them from coming.
Robertson's injured, he's not played.
Oh, sorry, it's the Greek. It's the Greek. Sorry, Shimikas. Fair enough. Yeah. But once he played with Scotland, he came limping off. Wasn't like he was carried off. But, you know, in the middle of park is going to be crucial for Arsenal. You know, how they're playing, and I told you I don't like that Odegaard. I watched him again the other night. He's another Ozil. But if they play Lacazette down the middle and Aubameyang on Fabinho, you lose the ball, you drop on a Fabinho, you have a chance. Because Liverpool's defensively, I'm not impressed with what I see.
I think the key is going to be Partey for
you know,
Arsenal.
He's, in the middle of park, you've got to win that battle because that's Liverpool at their best. When that middle of park, and don't try and play out from the back, especially early on, because that's where Liverpool catch you. But if you can keep it tight 20 minutes and it's 0-0, Arsenal can upset. So yeah, they've got good players.
Where are you leaning towards?
Will Arsenal upset?
It's possible.
Will they?
No, my I don't back
Liverpool. I don't watch German football.
Okay.
Yeah? So, Salah, 9-10. That's my bet. So, when I watch German football, I was playing Bayern Munich. Yeah, next Liverpool. Okay. But it's the carbon copy. But Arsenal have a chance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don, you all in 9-20?
Yeah, 9-20.
I'll be honest, I'll back 9-20. In fact, I think it's more than a good price. I'd back 3-10. I think I said it off here. I just think that.
The
3-10.
Yeah, he wouldn't take 3-10.
In fact, I'd take any price on Liverpool, to be honest. But I'm just saying.
Do you think Arsenal can score?
I doubt it. Probably not, yeah. So that's where
probably
I am.
Probably not.
That's where I am. I think the best Arteta can do, and this is where I actually give him credit for, is because previous coaches would have gone there, got smacked 4-0. It's not like it hasn't happened. Mm. But Arteta will go there and lose 1-0, and we can go into the next game and go on another 10-game unbeaten.
I think you'd have a look. Arsenal got good counter-attacking players. Yeah, Saka and Smith Rowe and Aubameyang, he's a player. You know, I don't think he's brave enough to lead the line. That's why I like, you know, the other centre forward. But now he's playing in that number 10 role. He's starting to cheat and he's looking good.
Mm. I do hope I'm talking rubbish, but yeah, of course, that's just our football.
Listen, Liverpool at Anfield in a big game, it's always tough to beat them, but they're not the Liverpool of old.
Yeah, we're struggling.
If you're out there listening and want to stand a chance of winning that 200 Rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets, let us know, or in fact send your prayers for Arsenal, because I think they're going to need it this Saturday at Anfield. Hashtag pray for Arsenal. It's going to be one of those fixtures, I feel. But yeah, let us know your thoughts, and if your comment does hit the target, we will credit your account with the 200 Rand betting voucher. Courtesy of Hollywood Bets, gentlemen, double header on Sunday, Manchester City against Everton, and then of course Antonio Conte faces nothing he's faced before against Leeds. So let's start with the early kickoff, Manchester City against Everton, 4 o'clock, Don.
Yeah, no, City for me to win both halves. Yeah. I think that's the game. At one, I can't back
even money.
I can't back City to win the game at 1-7.
Well, you took 4-10 Liverpool. Why don't you take the double?
No, Jesse took 3-10.
Jesse took 3-10.
Brave punters. Okay, now for me, I think that this game, City to win both halves, should be the. I don't know what the situation is with Everton in terms of their players, in terms of Richarlison,
Calvin Lewis,
and are they going to be fit enough to play? You know, will Rafa be able to get to sneak a sneaky draw at best for me in terms of,
I think, a goal Man City at best?
Yeah,
I think there'll be a documentary if there's a goal, to be honest. Yeah,
because I can't this City team for me. They're going to be chasing Chelsea, and especially after Chelsea picking up the points in the early fixture.
We're already counting.
I'm saying that's the added pressure.
You know
pressure.
How to
that's
the added pressure and make your friendships.
They were chasing Crystal Palace the last time they played, weren't they? Yeah.
That people be able to look at. So for me, all over City.
City, Everton, Budgie?
Yeah, it's got to be, you know, to say to me, how do you look? I'll be finding another game to watch. I can't watch Everton. Mm-hmm. As you say, Man City's like watching the old Barcelona. So that's how they play that tiki-taka. Yeah. I always look, how do we make money? You can't trust Everton. I just think they're going to be goals. Man City are going to come out the blocks. If I was going to have a bet, I'd be taking Man City to score over 1.5 first half goals. Mm-hmm. They haven't scored over 3 goals. The last 3 home games, they haven't scored many goals. But this is the perfect chance. You know, Everton will set up shop and they'll just keep giving the ball away. The key is Calvin-Lewin. Where is he? He's got to be back. He was playing against Man United 3 or 4 weeks ago and he was missing. Mm. Yeah, Richarlison, we know, is a complete lunatic. He didn't play the other night against Argentina. So, you know, you just don't know. But 1-6, you can't get, or 14 cents to 100. You know, getting money, a Man City clean sheet 6-10. So that may be worth looking at. But for me, I'm going to take a chance. Man City to score over 1.5 goals in the first half at 11-10.
Yeah. Value there. We close off proceedings, of course, with my value bets. Tottenham against Leeds. Yeah, I'm going all in on Leeds, yeah.
Oh, I know. I thought you were going to go Spurs. You're 3-10 to 7-10. You're doubling your odds.
No, 7-2 is where my money's at. I think Leeds, I don't think Tottenham players can deal with an Antonio Conte. I know it sounds silly, but they've had Nuno before, Ryan Mason before that, and who was it? Pochettino, before that as well. And it just, it's completely different now, I think. It's not like what they had before. This is not Ryan Mason coaching you. And I think that's why it sort of failed with Nuno's, because I think he was very detailed. And I think those players are sort of brats in a way, where they just sort of want the ball and want to express themselves as opposed to being told what to do. And I think Antonio Conte is going to be there to sort of drill, you know, formations in them, attention to detail. They're going to be watching extra videos and stuff. So I just think it's going to be a lot of information for them to take in at this early stage. Remember, there's been an international break. So some people have been scoring 5 goals against San Marino and stuff like
that.
Well,
so. I think that you've led me on to come through. Where does Harry Kane sit in this game? Is the question.
No, I'm joking.
I'm not saying in the bench. I say from his mindset, he's come off what I would deem a good international break. In terms of
he's really proved himself.
Yes, it's San Marino, but you still got to put the ball in the back of the net. I think as a striker, when you start scoring goals, you start getting a little bit of confidence. Yes, it's San Marino. Take nothing away against, I think it's 5 international goals that he's scored. I'm saying that the confidence will be lifted. The confidence should be back for that. I think Harry Kane is key for me in this game. For him to score, I'm laughing because I just remember
Harry Maguire cuffing his ears for. Yeah, no, sorry.
Was that against San Marino or Albania?
I'm talking about the real Harry, yeah? So the real Harry Kane. And I think if he steps up, for me, he's the game changer. Yes, at 9-10, for him to score any time. But I'm actually going to lean towards the home team winning. I think 7-10 for me.
Yeah, I agree. I just can't have Leeds. I love watching them last year. If this was the Leeds from last year playing Spurs, Bamford's still out. Rafinha got a smack. He was crying. Somebody gave him a smack in the mouth. He was bleeding. So, no, these Brazilians, he'll be missing. I don't like what I see from Leeds this year. I really don't. I can't have Leeds. Mm-hmm. I think Spurs can keep a clean sheet, 15-10.
And I think Conte will.
He'll keep them tight. He will keep them tight. He'll pay the extra.
Exactly. Will they have a shot on target?
Who?
Spurs.
Oh, you'll get them right. He's not the worst. But I think Spurs will win 7-10. I think they can make you. Spurs to win, both teams to score. Can Leeds score? I just got my doubts, and it's 2-1.
Yeah.
I think Spurs will win. I can't have Leeds. I love them last year. I can't stand watching them. The same Grand Prix pace, but they've lost too many players.
Harry Kane's scored you some?
Yeah, 9-10.
Yeah.
I'd rather take 13-10 Son. At least he runs them behind, but maybe they get a penalty. But I think Conte will get them right, slowly but surely.
Any final words, Don? We've touched on all 10 games. Best bet for you, value bet, anything that stands out?
I'm worried about Saturday's big game, obviously.
Yeah, Leicester-Chelsea is a massive.
Not the Leicester-Chelsea.
Man United?
No, come on. Let's be serious. Liverpool-Arsenal, I think that's where the eyes will be glued on. I think Liverpool have to do the business if you consider what the other teams are going to do in the league. And we need to start picking up points. Crucial time to start that Christmas run.
Question, if Liverpool don't win this fixture, they're out the title race, because that means out the top four now going into December.
Out the title race, maybe. I think out the title race, it then becomes a very, very hard ask. For the three horse team, it becomes a 2-horse race,
I don't think the league can be won in November or December, but it can be lost. So
Pep Guardiola said that a couple of seasons ago, and that the league's not won in November, but he's lost in November. So crucial for Liverpool to start picking up.
Can Liverpool win 10 games in a row? Of course they can.
Yes.
Only thing is, in January, you're going to have a problem with AFCON. When a couple of them leave, that's your biggest problem. So you can't afford mistakes now.
giving him the excuses.
That's the excuses. But no, I don't think Chelsea are that great a team. They're efficient. But that doesn't mean, if Lukaku comes back and they start scoring, well, yes. But if he
Chelsea
doesn't.
Chelsea's been scoring without Lukaku. Yeah, they've been winning games without Lukaku.
Yeah.
I mean, so you got to ask, why did they need to spend that 90 million?
They needed to spend that money.
But remember, once you're now the number one, which Chelsea are, it's everybody's cup final.
Yeah.
And you start getting late on, now you're playing Leicester. Leicester be sitting waiting for them. I still think they'll win, because I can't have Leicester. But Leicester went to Man City last year and beat them 5. This is possible, they have talented players. So, Chelsea going well. They Burnley last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can draw 1 or 2, and all of a sudden it starts getting tight to the top, But
anything stand out for you?
I think Southampton. I really like what I saw when they played Watford.
Yeah.
And they murdered Watford. The coach, I think that coach is top notch. He doesn't cry when he gets beat. Mm-hmm. He puts all the hard work in. I think he's getting the most out of a mediocre team. And Norwich, let's see what happens. I think Dean Smith got a wake-up call. Norwich for me. I mean, sorry, Southampton, 11 at 10.
Yeah.
Well, if you're out there listening and want to stand a chance, remember we've got that 200 Rand betting voucher to give away. All you got to do is hit that hashtag, pray for Arsenal. No, I'm joking. But yeah, let us know your thoughts in the big game on Saturday. Of course, we're referring to the battle of the Reds and the Gunners. And if your comment does hit the target, we will credit your accounts with the 200 Rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Gentlemen, let's enjoy the weekend. Don, not you. But, yeah.
Well, you need some help, yeah.
Until next week.
Until next week. Cheers.
Until you're right.